coming to you live from your suspicious gut. DJ Dan. You're listening to DJ Dan, shutting down the man.
Damn right I'm shutting it down, because they're lying and I'm not. Welcome, Conspiracy Spies, to hour two of You Ask, I Answer, caller one.
Dennis from Butte. Love the show.
Can't hide from the truth, Dennis. Scam, hoax, or conspiracy, you ask, I answer.
Okay, how about plate tectonics?
Scam! Two words. Earthquake insurance. Don't buy it. Next!
Frank from Roswell, New Mexico.
Careful, Frank's throwing out the subliminal UFO frequencies. You ask, I answer, Frank.
War of the Worlds radio broadcast.
Oh, Frank, you little devil. Tanya, my producer at large, what's your take on that?
Hoax?
Wrong! Conspiracy masquerading as a hoax. That was what, 1938, Frank? Shut down! It was 1938. First color photos of Mars had just come in, and shock of shocks, the thing looks like a fracking Christmas tree. Nothing but red rocks and green heads. Now the U.S. government alien agenda doesn't want a real panic, so what do? They get Orson Welles to do War of the Worlds, get it? They cause a fake panic, expose it as a hoax, and everything goes back to normal. A couple years later, when the pictures do leak, everybody thinks it's another hoax, but that's the truth. And Welles uses alien filmmaking technology to make Citizen Kane. You heard it here first, folks. Next caller.
Jessica from Boise, Idaho.
Little known fact, Idaho itself is a hoax. What you wearing, Jessica?
My Conspiraspy t-shirt, DJ Dan.
Oh, Jessica. You ask, I answer.
What about cryogenics?
Oh boy, cryogenics. Someone just had to go there, didn't they? For anyone who doesn't know already, this is how cryogenic works. You die, they freeze you, and then the scientists of the future thaw you and cure whatever disease killed you in the first place. I swear, people are really doing this. People like Uncle Walt, frozen like the Matterhorn. People like baseball legend Ted Williams, he froze his head. Guess one day they'll thaw Ted's head, screw it on a robot body, and then the Red Sox will finally win the series.
Dan, the Red Sox did win the series about a year and a half ago.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm a geek, Tanya. Not a sports geek, but I can do you one better. Try this on for size. Alvar Hanso. Yeah, Conspiracy Spies. It's yet another story accounting for the whereabouts of your favorite arms dealer turned mad scientist. We've heard it all. Hanso's a figurehead, your proverbial Mr. Cluck. He's floating in orbit, a VIP guest on the Mir space station, and so on. But this one, it comes from inside the organization. According to my source, old Alvar is in the deep freeze in the Hanso Foundation's lab near Phoenix, Arizona. Now, this makes sense. This explains why the guy hasn't been spotted in years. Now, I'm going to get serious. We like to have our fun, but when it comes to the Hanso Foundation, consider this the Brussels sprouts portion of the DJ Dan Nutritious Meal, folks. Now, if you know my show, you know that if the Hanso Foundation is doing something, it is not good. Sure, they want you to believe they're saving humanity with their top-secret science projects, but we're smarter than that. And thanks to the hacker Persephone, we now have proof. We all know what's really going on, don't we? Frozen or cooked, I don't want you thinking for one second that Alvar Hanso and his cronies are any less dangerous. Anyway, as you can see, these cryogenics people really get me. These Hanso Foundation and their ilk prey on the weak and the sick, and I want you to shut it down. So my suggestion to you, stay warm, dear Conspiracy Spy. Drink a cup of cocoa. And for goodness sake, don't freeze your head. That's all you got.
You're listening to DJ Dan, shutting down the man.